Russell Wilson won, according to The Herd, who you can hear every day over on Fox 1340 and 98.9 FM. Number two, Tom Brady. Number three, Drew Brees. Number four, Kyler Murray. Number five, Jared Goff. No Pat Mahomes. Caleb Herring played the position. He loves grading the position, analyzing the position. All right, Caleb, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much, man. Just hanging out. You know, nice little weekend for me, but just hanging out. How about you guys?
We're good. We're good. Adam's going on vacation soon. He's seeing more of the positive tests for coronavirus, so he's going to Mexico where it's a lot safer.
Exactly.
Because Cancun is. So exactly. He's on vacation soon. All right, so let's talk about what's going on with these this quarterback arm talent thing. First of all, is that even a discussion that football people have? Like, what is arm talent at the quarterback position?
I mean, the way I would define arm talent isn't the way Colin described it, first of all. That's an aspect of arm talent that he was talking about. But I think arm talent is really just a physical assessment of what you're capable of doing with your arm. And I think for that reason, in my books, that is why you would have Patrick Mahomes number one, is what he can do with his arm. So it is valid at some point, and it really shows up the most on tape in situations where you break the pocket and, you know, your base isn't good, your footwork is off. You're forced to throw from different angles or things like that, because throwing isn't really all about your arm when it comes to standing in the pocket like a Tom Brady or a Drew Brees does standing in the pocket. It's more about your base and your footwork than people realize. But it's when you get on the run, on the move, body's flying all over the place, your footwork's off, is when you have to have some sort of arm talent. So Mahomes has shown that he's one of the most, if not the most, talented arm. So, but I think in the conversation in the NFL, it really comes into play when you're talking about breaking the pocket and making something out of those plays that aren't really designed to be that way. I think every NFL quarterback standing in a clean pocket can make just about any throw that you throw at them, and that wouldn't be what separates you from an arm talent standpoint. And that's the only problem I have with Collins putting Tom Brady and Drew Brees in the mix there. Great arms, of course, but you rarely see Tom Brady do anything outside of the pocket, and that's where I would say the arm talent comes into play. One of the more disturbing things about Collins' top five, not just that a young guy like Kyler Murray with very little evidence and Jared Goff even are on the list, but just not even mentioning Aaron Rodgers at all and during the whole spill there. Like, how could you not, even as a runner-up or as an honorable mention, throw his name out there? Like, Aaron Rodgers is arguably one of the greatest arm talents, quote-unquote arm talents, that the NFL has ever seen. And he's not even mentioned in the conversation. So I think that's the biggest issue I took away from that top five, is not just that Mahomes isn't on there, but Aaron Rodgers not even being mentioned kind of leaves me baffled as somebody who loves the position and watches the position from a quarterback's eyes. How is Aaron Rodgers not even mentioned?
Completely fair. And I'll give you another one. He stinks. I don't know how Josh Allen's not on any list of arm talent. The guy's arm is out of this world. He just can't play the position, but that's not what arm talent is.
Yeah, and that's another thing. I think when you're breaking down quarterbacks, it's very easy to put Tom Brady in a list, and that's assuming that you're talking to the nominal fan of football who knows, of course, Tom Brady's been the most successful quarterback. Drew Brees is arguably one of the GOATs. When you look at the records he holds, just about every record from a quarterback standpoint. So those names are a given when you're talking about good quarterbacks. Arm talent is not the only aspect of quarterbacking, which is why the position is such a tough one to play. You have to have the arm talent, but at the same time, the mental capacity to make the good decisions and to be throwing it to the open receiver, to get the protection schemes. And so Tom Brady, unparalleled when it comes to there. So he's at the top of that discussion. But arm talent-wise, there's a lot of other guys, I think, that have a chance. And like you said, Josh Allen, big arm guy. And one of the names that came to my mind when we talk about arm talent, Matthew Stafford, who can make every throw sideline to sideline and the deep balls. And so if you're talking about just arm talent perspective, there's a good amount of guys that I would put in that category when you're talking about just their arm talent.